Twilight has descended on the streets of the big city, which are almost deserted, except for the two children, Susan and Peter, who are hurrying along toward a spot where the snow glistens beautifully, where each small, tumbling flake shines from the light in the magic Christmas window like a silver star.
Hurry, Peter, hurry. You mustn't miss the magic in the Christmas window.
Oh, don't worry, Susan. That's one thing I wouldn't miss for anything in the whole world.
I think it's the most wonderful window a boy or girl ever dreamed of.
So do I. And we're just about the luckiest because we get to go inside.
Here we are, Peter. Isn't it lovely?
Gosh, I'll say. Look, the tree's all dressed up new again.
Oh, uh-huh. Tinsel and candy sticks and bright new decorations.
I want to have a closer look at this.
Listen, glass is beginning to disappear.
The magic is working again.
Gee, come on, let's go inside. There.
Gosh, Susan, isn't that the most beautiful tree you've ever seen?
Oh, yes. And look, Peter, there's even a little toy bird nestled up there in the branches.
It's a little swallow.
She looks so real. I wish I could reach her.
As long as you're not tall enough, I'd be glad to fly down and perch in your hand.
She's talking, Susan. She talked to us.
Yes, and see, here she comes.
There. You'll have to forgive me if I hop around a bit, but I've been sitting so long, I need to stretch.
That's quite all right. I've never held a bird before.
I suppose not. Most birds, you see, prefer trees.
But you prefer people?
Well, not exactly. I still like trees, too, except the discontented ones.
The discontented ones?
Yes, haven't you ever heard of the discontented fir tree? He was one of my biggest problems.
Would you tell us about him?
Well, all right, if you like, but it's quite a story.
Oh, that's fine. We love stories.
Well, it all began a long time ago when I was a bird in the forest. Being just a little bird, it was only natural that I should be friendly with little trees. And so it was that I became acquainted with the discontented fir tree. He was by far the most discontented tree I'd ever known, always grumbling and complaining, no matter what happened. One day, as I was playing among his branches...
Do-me, do-me.
What's the matter, fir tree? Is something wrong?
I'm so dry. If only some rain would fall to make my leaves wet and fresh again.
But what about the sunshine? Trees need plenty of warm sunshine, too.
Not so much as all this. If this keeps up, I'll never be a Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree?
Of course. That is the height of my ambition. But with no rain, how can I expect to grow green and beautiful? The sun will keep on shining and shining, and pretty soon I shall be all shriveled. No, dear.
And so the fir tree went on grumbling in discontent. Every day as the birds flew by, they would hear him sigh with unhappiness. Nothing seemed to please him. Then one night, great clouds filled the heavens, and a slow, long rain descended from the sky. Hello, fir tree. How do you like the fresh, clean rain?
Do not speak to me of rain.
Why not?
Look at me. I am drenched to the trunk.
But only last week I heard you grumble because there was no rain.
I know. But how can I expect to grow into a beautiful Christmas tree when I'm always so wet?
The rain will stop soon, and then the sun will shine again.
And in the meantime, I shall go on growing uglier and uglier. Oh, dear, I am the unhappiest tree that ever lived. And if this keeps up, I shall never be beautiful by Christmas.
That winter, the snow came late, and I didn't leave the forest. Every time I passed the little fir tree, I stopped to say hello, but always he had something to complain about. As time passed, he became more and more discontented and was really most unbearable. Then one day, as I was flying through the forest... Isn't it terrible?
Oh, isn't it a pity?
Ladies, please.
What a racket. What's the matter, Woodpecker? What's going on here?
Oh, hello, Swallow. You're just the bird we want to see.
What is it? Has anything gone wrong?
It's the discontented fir tree.
It's the discontented fir tree.
What's happened to him?
Toadstool.
Toadstools?
Yes, toadstools.
Oh, me, not that.
It's true. The toadstools are so thick upon his trunk, the tree can scarcely breathe.
Oh, what a pity.
Yes, what a pity.
If you ask me, he's just being paid for his own discontent.
But something must be done to help him.
Yes,
something must be done to help him. But what?
Well, it's quite a problem. Let me think. I have it.
What? Tell us.
We must go to the fir tree and try to help him.
But is he worth the help? With all his grumbling...
I know, but maybe if we do, the little fir tree can learn a lesson.
But how?
Listen carefully, and I'll tell you.
Do me. Do me.
Hello, fir tree.
Hello, fir tree.
Hello. What do you want?
We've come to pay a call.
You mean to laugh at me because I'm helpless and withering. Oh, dear. With all these toadstools around me, no woodchopper would think of taking me for Christmas.
We want to help you if you'll let us.
Help me? What can you do?
Rid you of the toadstools so you'll be well again.
Rid me of them? So that when my branches are strong and firm once more, you can weigh me down with the weight of your net?
Not at all. We only want to help you for your own sake.
For my sake?
Yes, so that you can have your chance to be a Christmas tree.
Oh, no. No one can help me now. I'm only getting what I deserved. It was my own discontent that withered me. Now I shall never be a Christmas tree.
Oh, yes, you shall, fir tree. We'll see to that. Woodpeckers, to action. Let no bird stop his work till the last toadstool is pecked away.
To action!
To action!
And so the birds of the forest went to work, and soon the last toadstool was gone. The little fir tree quivered and shook as it breathed free again.
No, no, I am saved. Saved, oh, thank you. Thank you.
Look, already he grows more beautiful.
It's true.
And now, perhaps, he will be well by Christmas.
Before very long, the little fir tree was well again. And when the woodchoppers came to the forest at Christmas time, he'd grown so tall and beautiful, he was the first to fall. A few days before Christmas, a bird was sent to the city to peek in the windows in search of the little fir tree. The day before Christmas, the bird returned. "I found him! I found him!" he cried. And with a great scurry of excitement, all the birds followed as he led the way. Past all the windows we flew until at last we spied him. We could scarcely believe that the beautiful vision before us was the same tree that had once grown so ugly by its own discontent. How handsome!
The loveliest tree in all the world.
Hello, fir tree! Hello!
Oh, the birds of the forest!
Oh, fir tree, you're indeed the most beautiful Christmas tree of all.
Yes, is it not wonderful? I am the happiest tree that ever lived, and I owe it all to your kindness. Never can I thank you.
To see you so beautiful is thanks enough, and to know you've learned your lesson.
Yes, only by contentedness can one find happiness and beauty. That is a lesson I shall never forget. And now, what do you say to a Christmas celebration, huh?
Okay. Hey, a Christmas celebration!
Among my branches, there are honey cakes and candies for everyone. Let each bird eat and sing to his heart's content. For never in the world was there ever a happier Christmas tree. Oh, boy!
And so we made merry and danced and sang around the beautiful tree that was contented at last. And rejoiced the night through on the merriest Christmas we'd ever had.
What a wonderful story.
I'll say, I don't think I'll ever be discontented again.
Me either.
Then that's all the fir tree could have wanted, to have others profit by his mistakes. Well, I'll have to be going back now, so... just let me spread my wings. There.
Back in the tree, Peter.
Yes, and she's a toy again.
Guess that means we'd better be going.
All right, I'll help you down, Susan.
Look, the glass is coming back again.
And the magic is over.
Only until the next time, Peter.
You think it will happen again?
I don't know, but let's try and see. Maybe we'll discover more magic in the Christmas window.